In a small town named Fixville lived two best friends, Timmy the Toolbox and Sally the Screwdriver. They were inseparable and loved spending their days tinkering with all sorts of gadgets and doodads. One sunny day, they noticed something odd while rolling themselves towards the garage. Sally asks Timmy, "Do I look different today?" Sally tilted her head thoughtfully before replying, "Well, Timmy, you seem exactly the same as always." Timmy sighed. "But my friend, I feel heavy, as though there is more inside me than usual." This sparked curiosity in both of them, so they decided to investigate further by opening up Timmy's lid. To their surprise, they found many tiny tools had joined forces with the existing ones. There were wrenches, hammers, pliers, drills, even saws. It appeared that the entire tool community wanted to become part of Team Timmy. With excitement, Sally exclaimed, "Look how strong we've become, Timmy! All these new friends will help us fix things better than ever before." But then she paused and looked closely at the sentence they formed together. She gasped, realizing something wasn't quite right. "Oh no, Timmy! We made a mistake! We said we are, but really, only you changed. So we should say the box of tools is in the garage, not are." Just then, Mr. Hammerhead, the oldest and wisest tool in the bunch, spoke up. "Young ones, remember that growth isn't just about adding more parts. It's also learning when to use each piece appropriately. Just like understanding the difference between singular and plural subjects and verbs helps create harmony in our language." Though disappointed that they couldn't fit into the original phrase without causing an error, everyone agreed on the importance of working together cohesively. From that moment on, whenever someone passed by and admired their impressive appearance, Timmy would proudly declare, "Yes, indeed, this box full of unique tools is here to make your world a little bit brighter and fixed." And so, despite the unexpected twist, valuable lessons about grammar and unity became engraved in every heart within the colorful confines of Fixville.